It's 8:41. Beautiful day outside. Really nice. We need to go do the show outside on the deck. Just for something.
It might
different.
Be a little windy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just get that over and over again in the mic.
Yeah. Because alcohol and firearms are such an excellent combination.
Mm-hmm.
And lawmakers are so concerned about citizen safety, the newest legislative trend is to enact laws explicitly permitting the presence of concealed weapons in bars. According to the New York Times, 20 states have laws that don't address whether people packing pistols can throw it back at the old local watering hole. Appearing by default to allow those with permits to carry guns into establishments that serve alcohol. But that wasn't enough for legislatures in four states. That would be Arizona, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. Recently passed laws spelling out permit holders' rights to carry and drink. Proponents say that there are safeguards in place to prevent shooting under the influence. In Tennessee, for instance, the law states that bar patrons can't drink if they're armed. So you put it on the bar, right?
Yeah.
They slide you the beer down, you take the weapon out of the holster and put it on the bar. Opponents of the rule point out that most people go to bars for the explicit purpose of getting drunk. That's not true. That is not true. Don't do that. It happens, but I think if they just make people in Tennessee spell the state before they take a drink each time,
yeah,
probably cut down on the drinking, right?
T-A.
Yeah.
Spot me a letter. Tennessee, yeah. T-I.
And then do Mississippi.
Number 10.
Mississippi for extra credit.
Yeah. I got the number 10.
Number 10, U-H-S-E-E.
That's it. Tennessee.
Yeah. Then go after Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's it. T-E-N-A-H-S-E-A, Tennessee.
Let me see, 13 men on the field.
There you go.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, I bet if you want them to sing, they can sing for you.
Right.
Over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, because, you know, aren't they the only fight song where they actually tell you that it's good to drink alcohol? Is that right?
Yeah,
is there
I
another
guess
fight
true.
Song?
Well, but now that is not the official UT fight song.
Rocky Top is not.
Rocky Top is the unofficial UT fight song.
Well, it's the more fun one.
Well, that's the one that they play, as I said, over.
Yeah. And again, and over. as we talk about this, I don't know why it's... What is today, Tuesday? We could actually wait till tomorrow to do the Arkansas. It has some simple yet complicated dynamics to it.
I've got it.
I know you do.
It's peppy. It's catchy.
It is. Well, you know, and again, we just got too much to do today, okay? We're doing it. Because we need to tell you about the Colorado Gazette telling the story of the teenage car thieves who got caught because they couldn't drive a stick shift.
Sign of the time.
Yeah, it is. Police, who already gotten word of the theft, once the owner called 911, spotted the vehicle lurching. Yeah, back and forth.
Can't find them, grind them, son.
Yeah, pulled it over. Because they were underage, the teens' names weren't released. But their names were stupid. They're like, stupid.
It means I'm stupid, doesn't it?
It does, as a matter of fact. Hey, did you see that Rahm Emanuel may, in fact, not be able to run for mayor?
Why?
This is a real deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's that whole thing about being a resident.
Ah.
And again, it would seem like he would have checked on this ahead of time. Maybe he believed, because he was Rahm Emanuel, that the rules would not apply to him. Not sure. There are plenty of opinions on both sides. But he did rent his house out when he went to do that White House gig. And the tenant says he's not going to let him out of the lease. And as we said, he may be careful starting his car from now on. But... attorney Bert Odelson tells the Chicago Sun-Times, this guy does not meet the statutory requirements to run for mayor. He hasn't been back there in 18 months. Residency cases are usually very hard to prove because the candidate gets an apartment or says he's living in his mother's basement. Here, the facts are easy to prove. He does not dispute that he has been in Washington for the past 18 months. It's not a hard case.
Well, apparently he has a home that he's renting out to someone.
Right.
And they're not letting it go back. I mean, they're basically saying, no, we're going to stay here.
We signed the lease. Now, he has maintained, as you say, ownership, and he's voted absentee. He did that earlier this year, and he's paid his property taxes on that house, and he does have his car registered in Chicago. So he has done some things, but it's just the idea that that I guess we're going to have to go to court on this thing and see. Did you see video of him up on he was up on the platform at one of the trains the other day? Wanted to shake hands with people, and they're just walking by him.
Oops.
Yeah. Remember me?
That'll get you in trouble.
Hi, I'm Rahm Emanuel. Hi, remember me? I'm Rahm Emanuel. And they're just, walking by. He's helping people, asking the cameraman to move out of the way because they're blocking the path of the commuter. So see how that works out for him. It's 8:46.
Fall is in the air, and that means flu season is here. Now through the end of October, University Pediatric Association is hosting a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. Traditional flu shots and the flu mist nasal vaccine are available for the entire family, and no appointments are required. Help your family stay healthy this year by getting your flu shots early. For specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Everybody knows buying direct is the best way to save money, so why would you sell any other way than direct as well? Gold and Silver Buyers is the only direct-to-refiner company in the state of Texas. That means more money for you. So before you sell your gold to a pawn shop or a jewelry store or some other gold buyer, stop and ask, what could I have bought with the extra money that I've received from Gold and Silver Buyers? If you don't believe it, bring Gold and Silver Buyers a quote from any competitor, and they will beat it. It's just that simple. Gold and Silver Buyers has even made it easy for you with a location right here in town. They're located across from the main entrance of A&M at Walton in Texas, right next door to the Textbook Solutions and Aggie Apartment Locators, with a second location open up soon. So don't be confused by others. Remember, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you have just lost money. For more information, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com or call 696-2100.
Scott & White Health Plan isn't just about taking care of sick people. We're committed to helping our members stay strong and well. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families, with plans starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. And there's never any charge for preventive services such as annual checkups, physicals, screening mammograms, and standard labs and x-rays. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
Hey, about 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, I guess we've kind of been tough on the politicians this morning. We've been talking about
them. Well, it's the time of year.
It is, and they're, you know, well, of course, they bring some of it on themselves, too. It's not like we're doing it all by ourselves, but voting results for elections in Brazil are in, and they have elected a clown to the nation's legislature. No, really.
Join the club.
A professional clown. Mm. Guy's name is Francisco Everardo Oliveira Silva. He's better known as
Chuckles.
Yeah. Tarica the Clown. Received 1.3 million votes in Brazil's presidential and congressional elections, more than double the votes of the next candidate. He promising voters that he would do nothing more once he was in Congress than to sit and tell people how other politicians were spending their time. His slogan was, "It can't get any worse," or, "No, he could." By the way, his name is Grumpy. That's what it means in Portuguese. Grumpy the Clown.
Right. Yeah. He's one of the dwarves. Yeah.
Which, again, now brings up something else to revert back. There's Bozo Gate. There is a Bozo Gate out here. I don't know if you've heard about this. Apparently,
somebody break into Bozo's apartment?
No. It is.
Yeah, really.
One of the candidates. Geraldo Rivera was there for it, though, you know, most importantly.
Yeah, they found a seltzer bottle.
Yes, found his cell phone, yeah. Anyway,
they found a seltzer bottle.
Oh, gosh. Could have found that, too.
Yeah.
The Bozo Gate is, let's see, Christine O'Donnell.
Again?
Yeah, one more time. Talking about how her father had played Bozo on TV in Philadelphia.
Really?
So there's some questions to whether or not that was true. Okay. So, and again, she has stretched the truth.
Not the Bozo.
Well, a Bozo.
A Bozo.
Back then, I think it was kind of like a franchise deal. You know?
Yeah, well, I've played Bozo before.
Yeah, well, weekly,
actually.
With the big shoes and the orange hair is always great. Okay, so if you've always wanted to be an artist, but you don't necessarily have the talent, there is still hope. A gallery in Melbourne, Australia is dedicated itself to terrible artwork, and it is called the Museum of Particularly Bad Art.
Well, you got to compliment them on their honesty.
Like that, the museum director, Helen Round, says she's been collecting really bad art since 1996. All started when a friend gave her this really terrible painting of actor Scott Baio.
Yeah. Yeah, that alone.
Yeah. How do you build a museum? Well, you start with a bad picture of Scott Baio. Anyway, she owns more than...
Makes the question, is there a good picture of Scott Baio?
Good question. Right. Now, Helen owns more than 600 pieces of the world's worst art. In addition to her museum in Australia, the collector wants to put together an international traveling bad art show. You know, can you go in and pay admission to a bad art show and then complain at the end? I mean, it sounds to me like you've got to be a satisfied customer no matter what.
No, I think you can complain if you found something you liked. Yeah.
There's something in here I like. The show is bogus.